What are the three divine messengers and what do they do? In one of the sutta, the Buddha said that there was this scenario, yeah, where a young man living his life, indulging in the senses, not doing anything wholesome, not doing anything good, after dying, through that indulgence would be reborn in the lower realms in hell, and then he would come upon King Yama. Yeah, King Yama is in Chinese Yan Luo Wang. Do you all know Yan Luo Wang? Chinese know Yan Luo Wang. Yeah, but King Yama we don't know. It's actually the same person. Yeah, so this in this sutta the Buddha described what goes on in between. Yeah, so King Yama would ask the young man, "Have you not seen the first divine messenger?" And then the young man replied, "Like, and that, yeah, have you seen the first divine messenger?"
"No."
"No." Yeah, so the young man said, "No, I have not seen the divine messenger." So King Yama asked him, "Hang on, what is today's date?" So King Yama asked him about that, and he said he has not seen. In fact, he's like, "What is the divine messenger?" So King Yama asked him, "While you are young, have you not seen someone old, someone who has come of age, yeah, someone who is far gone in age and bent over, wrinkled, and so on?" Yeah. And then the young man is like, "Oh, that's the divine messenger." And then he said, "Yeah, has it not occurred to you when you see such a person that old age too shall come to you? Yeah, that while you are young, old age can come. Yeah, that while you are young, you should make good use of your time to do something good with your life." Yeah, and the young man said, "Oh, I did not." Yeah, and then King Yama told him, "Yes, you were negligent. You did not pay attention, yeah, to the things that are important. You know, you did not see the first divine messenger. And because of that, you'll be subjected to much pain and suffering." Aging. Then there's a second one. Can you all guess what is a second divine messenger? Yes, sickness. And then similarly, King Yama asked, "But have you not seen the second divine messenger?" And again he's like, "Oh, what is the second divine messenger?" And again King Yama said, "While you are youthful and you are healthy, have you not seen others fall sick? And being sick, they are subject to a lot of pain and discomfort. Their faculties become impaired, and so on and so forth. Yeah. Having seen that, did it not occur to you that while you are healthy, sickness can come anytime?" Yeah. And they said, "Oh, no, I didn't." And again, he was reprimanded. Yeah. "Yes, you didn't. And for that, because of that negligence, you live your life just indulging in the senses. Yeah. not doing, spending time to do good, yeah, doing things that are wholesome. And for that, yeah, you'd be subject to pain and suffering. So what is the last divine messenger? Last? Death, yes. Oh, I can see that all of you are very serious looking now. All of you. And similarly, King Yama asked whether he has sinned, and again he has not sinned. And King Yama again asked him, while you are alive, have you not seen people around you pass away and die? Yeah? Has it not occurred to you that death can come at any time? That you should, while alive, do good, yeah? Do wholesome deeds. He said he didn't. Yeah, and then likewise, King Yama chided him that, yes, you were negligent. Yeah, you did not make good use of your time while you're alive. Yeah, you did not. That seeing how others grow old, fall sick, and die, it didn't awaken you. That happens to you as well.